Hey, this is Devin Don Rock from LFO, and you're listening to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music with my man, Wesley Ryan.
Come on. Hey there, I'm Wesley Ryan, and you are listening to a brand new episode of the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. The end of summer is almost upon us, so I hope you are appreciating the sunshine, the downtime, or whatever greatness summer brings you wherever you may be. One of the best ways to appreciate summer, and anything really, is through great summertime music, which makes this the perfect time to check in with one of the folks behind the epic summer anthem Summer Girls, LFO's Devin Lima. Devin has recently reunited with his LFO buddy Brad Fischetti to make some new music and hit the road on a tour honoring LFO's Rich Cronin, who sadly passed away after a long battle with leukemia in 2010. In the next hour, I'll be talking to Devin about how they'll be keeping Rich's memory and spirit alive in their upcoming shows, and we'll be chatting about some of the music that influenced Devin in his own musical journey as well. And don't worry, you're definitely going to hear the aforementioned summer anthem, but I'm actually going to kick off the show with my favorite LFO tune. It's a touching little musical story about seeing Jennifer Love Hewitt on TV and immediately falling in love with her. Millions of people related to this track at the turn of the millennium, and I certainly claim to, if only to find a musical reason to stay in the closet for another year or two. But I digress. All humor aside, this is actually one of my favorite love songs from this era of music, and it's a great ode to whoever you love, regardless of their gender or celebrity status. Kicking off our hour-long spotlight on Devin Lima, this is LFO with Girl on TV.
She's from the city of angels, like Betty Davis, James Dean, and Gable. Never know what she means to me. I feel for the girl that's on TV.
What's up, Panama?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well, man.
So I'm so excited to see you guys on tour again. I'm actually going to try to head up to Gainesville in a couple of weeks.
It's going to be a good show, man.
What's it like to be on tour again?
It's the best. This whole thing is great, man. Preparing for it, writing down the lyrics, learning the chords while you're rehearsing. Hey, let's try this out. Let's do this drum beat. The whole process is my dream, you know?
I know it must be bittersweet to be doing all this without Rich. And is there a way that you guys have found to honor him in the upcoming shows?
This is how we're honoring him. We weren't going to do it. We went to 90 Degrees show up north, and they did a segment medley where we came out and did Summer Girls. It was the biggest spike of the night. And then their tour manager or promoter was like, yo, there's something viable here. So we did it. So part of the show basically is completely honoring Rich. On stage, we have the microphone stand. We have his standard Adidas right on the microphone stand. We're playing a lot of his songs, you know? So it's really, really not just a show. It's not just fun time. It's going to be great, but it's also going to be, we're going to set the mood where it's like you're going to get emotional. You kind of want to tap into that.
Losing someone we love is always difficult, and it's certainly something we can't stop or control. But what we can control is how we honor their memory and keep them in our life. I love how Devin and Brad will literally be saving a space for Rich on stage, and the three of them together created some fantastic music to keep Rich's memory alive for millions of people. Another great way to keep someone's memory alive is to channel the pain of your own loss into ways to help others. During his fight with leukemia, Rich founded the Rich Cronin Hope Foundation, an organization that enriches the lives of people and families impacted by this terrible illness. You can find out more about the Rich Cronin Hope Foundation and how to support the great work they do at richcroninhopefoundation.org. The unfortunate shortness of Rich's life and so many others who've lost their lives to cancer serves as a reminder that we all need to take advantage of every single day and appreciate all of the beauty and opportunities around us. And that's the message in another of my favorite LFO songs, which I'm happy to play for you now. This is LFO with Life is Good.
Life is good, life is great, life is unbelievable. Life is hard, life is cruel, life is so beautiful. Oh yeah, oh. Sometimes she's hot, sometimes I'm cold, sometimes my head wants to explode. But when I think about it, I'm so in love with her. Every other time.
My favorite vocals from you are actually on your Six It cover that you did for the Sly and the Family Stone tribute album. What was it like to be a part of that?
Oh my gosh. As I dived into music, Sly Stone, right? This James Brown, I love him, right? But then there's Sly Stone who did funk, but he actually did songs like Beatles and all that. And he took he was like the princess. He took from everything and he created something new. So when I say I stayed a lot of time with Sly Stone, a lot of time. So to have my manager at the time also manage Sly and to get me on it, that's like perfect karma, man. It's another dream come true.
Talk to me a little bit about Cadbury Diesel, because I know that that was a great project that you were a part of in between LFO. Tell me what Mozart pop art meant to you.
The things that I thought were great, the Michael Jacksons, the this, the Police, I extracted. If you listen to them, right, it has so much power that you can have so many songs. Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, that's a mix of like Police and some Michael Jackson. Ooh, dun 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 dun. Right, so it's like these songs were like that. There's Crafty Witch. It's something so cool about it. It reminds me of like some kind of Michael Jackson song, Beat It or something. This Hanging With You is so fresh. Then there's a reggae one, you know, there's this and that. So it's like the fine liquor, the last bit of liquor from those great songs I liked.
If you had to pick a favorite Michael Jackson song, what would that be?
Oh, man. Billie Jean, there's nothing like Billie Jean. You know what I'm saying? The bass line. So maybe Billie Jean's bass line is probably my favorite bass line of all time. I'm a fan of Jackson 5 as well. Like, I'm learning dancing, dancing, dancing. She's a dance machine. One of our songs called My Block, it kind of like starts on the same chord. So I'm gonna try to do something like that on stage this tour.
Everybody knows that two of my all-time favorite things are Michael Jackson and a great mashup. So I am super stoked to hear LFO segue one of their best songs into one of the Jackson 5's. Hopefully, you'll head to LFO.me and grab tickets to their show so you can experience that awesomeness with me. But for those who won't be able to make it, allow me to do what I can to create that moment for you in my own way right now, with an extra special Michael Jackson bonus moment built in at the end. This is LFO and the Jackson 5 with My Block and Dancing Machine. Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. You just heard one of Devin Lima's musical inspirations, the incredible Michael Jackson, with one of the biggest songs from 1983, Billie Jean. Now it's time to turn our attention to one of the biggest songs from 1999, and the LFO track you've been patiently waiting to hear. Here's what Devin had to say about his own historic summer anthem, as well as another one you may have heard once or twice in the past few months.
You mentioned Summer Girls, and whenever that song comes on, just anyone who I'm around just immediately just lights up. It's such a quintessential summer song. What's it like to be a part of that?
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. As I keep on climbing music and its ladder, you get to know about frequencies and this and that. There's just something about that song, the sounds of it automatically always remind you of summer. It's unforgettable.
New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Maybe if you got played every single season, you get sick of it, but since it's not the case, you love it. It's like Summer, Summer, Summertime from Will Smith. Yeah. Those are two classic songs.
That was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Summertime, a song that is quintessential 90s pop greatness. LFO's Devin Lima is no doubt a big Will Smith fan, but to get to some of the music that truly shaped his musical style, we've got to go back a decade further to one of the greatest bands of all time.
What about The Police? Because I'm a big Sting fan as well.
Oh my gosh, forget about it. That's the funnest thing to drum along to. The Police, honestly, probably my top three of all time.
Favorite Police track?
Oh my gosh. Bring on the night. Bring on the night's really fresh. Roxanne, there's nothing like Roxanne, though. Roxanne.
We have time for one last LFO track on this week's episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, and I want to end the hour with one of their deeper cuts. Not just deeper as in one you may be less familiar with, but deeper as in a really soulful and meaningful track they recorded with none other than Khalees. Before I do that, let me again thank LFO's Devin Lima for taking the time to chat with me and wish him the best of luck on tour. I'm so excited to see LFO reunited, and if you are too, you can head to lfo.me to grab tickets to their upcoming shows right now. You can also head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more music from Devin and LFO, as well as more episodes and exclusive interviews with more of your favorite artists. Thanks again for tuning in and for checking out one last LFO track with me. Here they are with Khalees on Dandelion. She's a dandelion up on a cliff above the sea. She's not exactly everything I thought that she would be. She's a dandelion, she looks like everything I need. I thought she was a flower. Hey, this is Devin Don Rock from LFO, and you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music with my man Wesley Ryan. Come on.